Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, my goodness, it is. We got to do it. Always have. It's the tradition. It's Weasel Wednesday, Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 18th day of October, 2017. It's 12:05 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation when the call-in line is up and working, and we're having a problem with it right now. Laura is working the problem, trying to get the call-in line up. We'll have it up as soon as possible. But yes, it is down now, so all of this is kind of irrelevant, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 57 degree. I can hear she was on the phone with somebody down there. So the call in, the narrative down there in Las Vegas is really falling apart. And I mean, I can't understand what the hell, you know, a call in line. Excuse me. Just decided not to work, I suppose. Anyways, with the weather, we're in a 50, it's currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 67 degrees today with the Klamath Basin, and starting to cloud up. We got a big storm coming in, and we're going to get some snow. Boy, I'm excited about it. Snow in October already. I mean, my God, it's going to be, I was watching a little bit of the Weather Channel this morning. And from what I'm seeing, I mean, the high moisture content is going to be out this way. And we've already seen the freezing-ass cold. I mean, it's been in the 20s for the last couple of weeks. And it's, I mean, the 20s already. And usually we get our first freeze around the end of October. And, well, here we go. At any rate, I'm kind of stalling here because I'd like to have the call-in line up before I start into the articles. At any rate, we'll see what we're going to look at today. Security guard describes moment Stephen Paddock shot him. And we're definitely going to get into this. And I mean, it's just, you know, every time they open their mouth, it gets worse. And this is no exception. I mean, this is just full of reallys. And we're going to get into those reallys in about a few minutes here as soon as we get back from these messages from our sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, we still have no call in line. I don't know what the situation is. She's still on the phone with somebody down there trying to let us know why we have no call in line. It's hell when you find out about it in the last 30 seconds. That being said, we're going to go ahead and jump into this. If we get the call in line back and somebody misses something, I guess we can go over it a bit. Security guard describes moment Stephen Paddock shot him. This is from Daily Mail. It was sent in by Wade for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The security guard who was shot at the beginning of the Las Vegas gunman's rampage. Ready? I see where the game we're starting to play here, just like Sandy Hoax. That has not been established. I mean, you've had it this way and that way. And again, it gets brought up again in this article. The security guard who was shot at the beginning, it was at the beginning, everybody. It needs to be at the beginning at this point in time. So it was at the beginning, okay, because we have to have this false flag where 58 people were killed. We got to cover this shit up. Beginning on the Las Vegas gunman's rampage has finally spoken out about his brush with death. Here we have brush with death. Jesus Campos and had several interviews scheduled last week before he canceled them all and disappeared. And we talked about this yesterday. They're setting him down. I don't know whatever story he's going to tell. I guess he had to work on it. But he refused, resurfaced on Tuesday when Ellen DeGenerate, you know, that freak, announced that she would be interviewing him on her show. Ellen released a preview of the interview Wednesday morning in which Campos describes the moment that gunman Stephen Paddock started shooting at him through the door of his Mandalay Bay hotel room suit. Now, we're just going to start right from the top. How in the hell does he know that who was shooting at him through that door? I think that's a question that, I mean, was Stephen Paddock? Did you knock? And he said, this is Stephen Paddock. And he started shooting. You know, that room was rented in his girlfriend's name, who was evidently in Puerto Rico, or I guess somewhere down there. Yeah, maybe Costa Rica. I can't remember just exactly where it was. But here again, the room wasn't even rented in the man's name, but he shot through the door and it was Paddock that shot him. He knew that. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. When they're putting this shit down, I can see him sitting there. Have we got everything covered here this time? Have we? No. Well, I guess you should have looked at that, because how in the hell do you know it was Stephen Paddock that shot through that door? All you got, did Campos ever see him again? And Stephen Paddock started shooting at him through the door of his Mandalay Bay hotel room suite. Sitting next to maintenance, here we go again, people. Here's something new. Sitting next to maintenance worker Stephen Shuck, who was also shot by Paddock. Now, we've had nothing about the maintenance guy being shot. He was down the hall, and Paddock saved him by warning him, right? I mean, that was the story, wasn't it? Who was also shot by Paddock? Campos says he went up to the 32nd floor to figure out why a fire escape door was opening. Now, the last thing we heard, he went up there because of the shooting, because he heard shots going off. And which, in itself lends to suspicion, because there were two Las Vegas police officers in the goddamn security booth. So if there was shooting, if gunfire going off, they're going to send this. First we were told he was off duty, but now he was on duty, and they're going to send one of their guys up to see about a shooting when they got two Las Vegas police officers standing there. I mean, people, this is just like I said. Every time they open their mouth, it gets worse. When he reached the 32nd floor, he said he heard drilling sounds. Now this ain't down here again. It was supposed to be yesterday. There was shooting that is what drew him up to that floor. It was because they were hearing shots, and he went up to investigate the shooting. Now it was drilling sounds again. And who was doing those drilling sounds? A team of Mossad and CIA? Who knows? I don't, and damn sure you don't either. And assumed they were doing work nearby. It's unclear what those drilling sounds were. Well, probably a drill. The most recent police timeline says that Paddock hadn't started shooting at the festival until after Campos arrived on the floor and was injured. But then again, the next day they said, no, he came up there because the guns were going off. I mean, how long would it take somebody? I mean, you come to the motel. I mean, even if any of this shit was real. All right, you got a guy shot. He shot in the leg. He can talk. What happened? Well, I came up here to check on a door that was, and somebody started shooting at me through the goddamn door, through his door on his room. Well, then, and we got this other guy shot. Where was he shot? We got a guy shot in the leg. We got a guy shot somewhere. We don't even know where this guy was shot. First, we've heard of him getting shot, remember? We were curious about, 200 rounds going off in the motel now we got two people that were shot, they say. If we can believe that. Here, we're going to see if we can get this up, guys. Dun, 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 dun. All righty then.
This service is provided by freeconferencing.com.
There is one other participant in this conference. Please announce yourself.
All righty. We have the call-in lineup. At any rate, we're down into this article. We're talking about the fact that there's no, if somebody shoots at you through the door, how did you ID him? To start with, the police must, well, later, that was Paddock that shot you. It wasn't a CIA Mossad hit team. Nobody, the guy who shot you was Paddock. The room was rented in his wife's name. Remember this. Okay, the most recent timeline says that Paddock hadn't started shooting at the festival until after campus. See, it's, I mean, which is it? You, I mean, you're here to tell me that they, this guy, they've talked to the guy? The guy didn't know whether he, there was shooting, that he went up there because there were gunshots going off? No, he says he went up there because there was a locked door, which is what we heard originally the second time. Arrived on the floor and was injured. The stairwell door emptied into a 32nd floor right outside of Paddock's corner suit or suite. And Campos was walking away from the room when he says the gunman started shooting at him. I heard rapid fire, Campos recalled. At first I took cover. I felt a burning sensation. I went to go lift my pant leg up, and I saw the blood, and that's when I called in my radio, in on my radio. So here, this guy is, how injured is he? He had to lift his pants up. Well, he had felt a stinging. So this is not a, I mean, like a life-threatening injury. Somebody shot through the door, if you believe that any of this shit anymore. Maybe he was one of the, you know, I was talking to Laura about this the other day, and I said, what the hell do you think would happen if I was sitting in a motel, in a hotel like that, and I got my pistol with me because I take it everywhere, and I hear a goddamn somebody open up in the next room shooting bullets through my goddamn walls, shooting through the walls into the hallways, what do you think I might do? Now, everybody can speculate. Everybody can say, oh, yeah, it's easy. I guarantee you I'd have walked over there and confronted it before one of them bullets hit my wife or somebody I cared about. But this guy here, you know, he catches one in the leg, and we're not even told where supposedly this maintenance worker was shot. Was he shot in the leg, too? Was he shot in the toes, skimmed through the side? I mean, in the original report, there was no report of this maintenance guy to begin with. Then when he showed up, there was sure as hell no report of him being shot. Was he added to that list of casualties in the 500? Who knows? Like I said, this is a botched operation, and every time they go to open, they have to say something every once in a while because the shit's flowing on. But every time they open their mouth, it just gives you more questions. How did this Jesus fella know that it was Paddock that shot him? Did he see Paddock? No, he said he shot through, just bullets started flying through through a door. One of them hit him in the leg, and he got the hell out of there. Did he ever see Paddock's body? I guarantee you he didn't. And you know, if you go with the other story, you know, the other story, the other account of something that's in a goddamn casino, hotel, where everything is on time stamp tape. Boy, this is really confusing, people. It sounds to me like somebody really blew something here, didn't they? I was injured. Emptied into the third gunman, started shooting at him. And then he called on his radio. Now he's saying he went up there, here drilling. He didn't hear gunfire. Yeah, go ahead.
If you're staying in here, the dog's got to be brought in.
Somebody bring that dog in. I think somebody has their phone on a speakerphone. Oh, there we go. Oh, man. What, it went out again?
I can't get into it.
So it's out?
What's? Yeah, but no, the calling line's up.
What are you telling me?
The calling line is up. I can't get into the back end of it. As long as there's somebody else on the line, then there won't be music.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. But that's the only way I can get there not being music, because somebody else is on the line.
Okay. Alrighty, sorry about that, folks. Where were we? Burning sensation. Police believe Paddock was tipped off to Campos' arrival due to security cameras he rigged in the hallway. Again, you know, somebody's, this guy here, he's toted 20-some guns in, set up cameras in the hallway. Man, I don't know. I have been to a casino hotel in Vegas on an occasion or two, and I can't see none of this shit happening. And I don't believe anybody who's been around Vegas or, you know, knows anybody from Vegas is buying any of this crap. He said, well, so this guy here, he sees a maintenance guy outside of his door. All he's been doing is drilling. He hasn't fired a shot yet. But he sees this guy has, you know, he's took a look. He's walking away. He says he's walking away. So he just decides to open up through the damn door? Really? They say he fired 200 gunshots through the door. Now, this comes back to, you know, that you've been led to believe maybe the door was open. He was shooting down the hallway. Man, we've heard every goddamn account except for what really happened. But 200 rounds through a door. Now, even at 2:23, 200 rounds through the door. Now, when the police got there, they're trying to act like they got there and he seen them and just shot himself. This is bullshit. There were two cops down in the damn security booth. How long would it take those two cops to get up to the 32nd floor? I mean, them elevators book in them big buildings. I don't know if you've ever been in one, but man, I mean, it's take your breath away. Shoop, they're up there. They come up. Okay, now they're approaching the room, and they're acting like they had to blow the door and everything because it's a secured position, but it's got 200 bullet holes in it. Now, you're looking through them holes, and you're seeing him. If he's over at the window, and he's shooting out at the crowd, you kick the door and then shoot him. Yes? No? Maybe? This didn't happen. I mean, God dang it. What are we going to do here, people? I mean, is there anybody going to step up and just say, hey, this is completely beyond ridiculous. We have to get some kind of outside investigation in here because it looks like the people who did this are the people who are investigating it. Oh, by the way, we want to take your guns. 200 gunshots through the door at campus before opening fire at a music festival across the street through a broken window. So here's the 6 minutes back. Now you got 6 minutes and 200 bullet holes through the door. 6 minutes, those cops couldn't have got up there. Look through them bullet holes. I mean, if you want to start shooting, that's why I thought that's what the brave cops were there for, was to return fire, to save people's lives. But not one cop got shot trying to take that room. And you know, the pretense that the door was shut and we couldn't know where he was is bullshit. I go take a door out and shoot it 200 times. See if you can see through it. I'm here to tell you can see a whole lot through it. Gunshots through the door before opening fire at a music festival across the street through a broken window in his room. Shuck, now this here's the maintenance guy, arrived on the floor just as Campos was being shot at. And he credits the security guard with saving his life. Now, again, here's this little yarn that we're being told about this little situation. And evidently, well, this guy was shot too. Where was he shot? Was he shot in the leg too, in the arm? Like I said, they're making this up as they go along, I guess, is what the final equation has to be. Jesus, leaned out and said, take cover, take cover, and yelled at me. And within milliseconds, if he didn't say that, I would have got hit. Now, he's saying here that he didn't get hit, right? He said, I would have got hit again. There's such a panic and a rush over this. They're effing it up worse every time they open their mouth. Now, we're going to look at that again. Jesus, he leaned out and he said, take cover, take cover. And yelled at me, and within milliseconds, if he didn't say that, I would have got hit, indicating that he did not get hit. But at the top, up here, sitting next to maintenance worker Stephen Shuck, who was also shot at by Paddock. So he wasn't shooting at, was he shooting? They're saying he was shooting at them, but the door's closed. Oh, I'm looking at the surveillance camera. There's people in the hall, so I'm just spraying the hallway. Again, where'd all those 200 rounds go? How come there was nobody else in that hotel that was hit? How is that possible? I said it the other day. If you were sitting in a room like there, and just say you had your 223, you'd brought it along, and you were going to go out in the desert and shoot it, and you brought it up to your room in a gun case, and, you know, legal and groovy, and that gun went off one time. Do you think you would be like, you would have to have hit somebody. You'd be scared to death. I mean, think about 200 rounds in a 90% occupied hotel, and nobody got shot. Nobody in the hotel except for this Jesus fella and the security guard. Well, it says he was shot at by Paddock, but with Paddock shooting at him, I mean, he was down at the end of the hallway. Where were these surveillance cameras? What are they trying to sell us here, people? Oh, they're trying to sell us on gun safety. And the fact that it was Helen DeGenerate that comes out and gets to interview this guy and everything. I mean, hardcore communists. I mean, I'm looking at Tel Aviv. I'm looking at the Mossad. I'm looking at the CIA. What do you think? Campos said that his interview with Ellen will be the first and only time he speaks publicly about what happened. The first and only time he speaks publicly about what happened. Ellen says that both Campos and Shuck refused to accept any money from her. So one of the show's sponsors donated $25,000 to the Las Vegas Victims Fund on their behalf. The full interview with Campos and Shuck airs Wednesday afternoon on Ellen. It comes, I mean, I wonder, now we've, at least we have this. I'm not going to throw this away. I'm going to see how, when this comes out with this interview being released, what the hell are they going to do back there at the sheriff's office and at the MGM? What are they going to say? What's MGM going to say when they came out and said that, no, it was he went up there because guns were going off. Well, why'd you lie about that? And why? And then again, you got to ask the cops. Now, you had two cops down there in the security booth. Where did they come into play here? I mean, there's just so much open subject matter you're in a casino hotel. Cameras everywhere, and they can't document what happened for 6 minutes, actually 16, because there's 10 minutes of shooting. Think about that, people. Now, from the time this guy supposedly got shot in the leg, this guy shot for 10 minutes. There were two cops down in the security booth, two Las Vegas police officers. How come nobody's talking about those two cops and what did they do? I want to know. Don't you? Got 58 people dead. It comes after police spoke out saying Campos was a victim and he was not a missing person after questions were raised about his disappearance. Campos had interviews with Fox, CBS, CNN, ABC, NBC scheduled for last Thursday. Now, the reason, this guy's saying he ain't going to take any money for these interviews and what might have you. I mean, they're making him out just to be this wonderful hero fella. Maybe it's because he's got a bigger payoff to come up one time and tell one lie. Just tell one lie and keep your mouth shut the rest of the time. And, oh, Jesus, he can retire down in Barbados and sip Mai Tais for the rest of his days. Questions have been raised about his whereabouts. And, see, this is where they're playing this game with this Campos and stuff. I want to know about those the YouTube videos I watched. Where the people who were there said that there were more shooters at ground level. What about that? How come nobody's addressing that? What, do they just get to ignore that? It's like Sandy Hoax. No, you bring up the fact that school had been closed for like a month. I mean, a year. Had been closed for a full year. And, well, that's not something we're going to talk about because it just ain't a part of the operation, man. The bottom line is that 58 people were killed and over 400 and some wounded. Is this going to just be let go? They're just, I mean, the old Bennett turned out to be a shithole like Sandy Hook, but then again, we're just going to bring it up every time we want gun control like it really happened, the way we said it happened. And it don't matter how it happened, I guess, at this point in the ballgame. Anyhow. Cities are getting paid to turn streetlights into spying smart nodes. And, and again, this brings back Vegas, that streets of Vegas. You think there aren't cameras every goddamn where. And, I mean, with their, 21st century technology where they make you afraid to pick your nose in public because somebody might be taping that. But, man, something like this casino shooting happens on the Las Vegas Strip in a casino hotel. And, man, there was nothing to record it. Dang it. We need TSA in there, people. Anyway, this is from Mass Private Eye, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The future of privacy in big cities is bleak. Cities are now getting paid to convert streetlights into spying smart nodes. And, you know, something like this where the people are going to be surveilled, you'd think that this would have to be something on a ballot. But being dissolved, the charters were taken away in 1984, and everything's just a district within the district within the District of Columbia. We are absolutely not involved anymore in any kind of notion of self-rule. I mean, it's like you go down to your local council meeting and they go in there and they'll get you to stand up and you get to say input. You get to say whatever you want to say. And then they adjourn you, put you out the door. They go in the back doors and do as they goddamn well please without any consequence. That's another aspect of the whole situation that people are not looking at. The fact that the counties have been dissolved. The fact that the municipalities have been dissolved. And, I mean, it all happened, ironically, in 1984. Go look at your own town charter. See if you're still a town or if you're a district within a district within a district of the District of Columbia. This is how running violation of the Bill of Rights legislative bullshit out of Washington, D.C. has been brought right to your front door. And it was traitors right in your own little community. I mean, it has to be. Even right now as it continues, it's the traitors right in your own little communities that are facilitating the treason and the usurpation tyranny. That's the word I'm looking for. Tyranny that our people are experiencing. There's a handful of local sons of bitches right here where I live that are facilitating all the tyranny that's happening in this town because it doesn't have to happen. This is, I mean, this town could be rechartered with one swipe of the pen because the districting of the districts within the District of Columbia absolutely violates the terms of the Constitution. Man, I'm getting noise in the background there. Who is that? At any rate, we're down at the bottom of the hour. What a weird day. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Somebody has an open line, and Laura can't get to the back end to even turn it off. I'm hearing people talking. Okay.
Take this badge from me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh. knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1237 and 1238 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Rain with Knocking on Heaven's Door. It's how we feel come around about Wednesday, and this has been a hell of a Wednesday. Anyway, we were talking about cities are getting paid to turn streetlights on, and what we're getting out here are streetlights into spying smart nodes. And what it is here is this is an out-of-control rogue occupation of your country. Yeah, I mean, well, we're gonna get paid some money, so we're going to let them spy on you. We're your government. We represent you, don't you know? Now, speaking of completely out-of-control rogue occupational government, Sessions announces new position to police asset forfeiture from CBS News. Now, asset forfeiture cannot exist. It is a violation of the Bill of Rights, a violation of the Ninth Article and the Fifth and the Fourth and the whole due process clauses. I mean, the Fifth Article says you will not be denied of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And that due process is described in the Fourth Article as far as taking your shit away from you. But no, man. I mean, we're going to reform the theft. We're going to reform the infringement. And it's going to be okay then. It's constitutional, don't you know? If you don't believe it, just ask the Supreme Court. They'll tell you. The Justice Department, DOJ, will hire a director of asset forfeiture accountability to oversee the DOJ's asset forfeiture program. Theft. Illegal, I mean, goddamn running violation. I mean, if the founding fathers, not even the founders, forget about them. I'm talking about the men who went out there and fought for these rights. They would be pulling triggers right now just over this one goddamn issue. Asset forfeiture. We wrote a law where we're going to forfeit your assets to us. Really? I think it's time to shoot. Program Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced in a memo Tuesday. But the new director, unlike, say, an inspector general who works to ferret out waste, fraud, and abuse in a federal agency, won't be independent of the Department of Justice. The director will work in Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein. Rosenstein's office. In July, Sessions strengthened DOJ's controversial use of civil asset forfeiture. Man, I'm telling you people, either we have a Bill of Goddamn Rights or we do not. And I'm here to tell you, they're telling us we do not have a Bill of Rights. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment of indictment or of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy. Of course, they did that with the Hammonds up there in Burns. I mean, double jeopardy? What the hell does that mean? We don't give a shit about your Bill of Rights. We'll do as we goddamn well please. We are the government. Jeopardy of life or limb. Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be witness against himself. Nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And what is the due process of the law for seizing a person or the property? The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects, their property, against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So, I mean, without warrant, without charge, this is what we're looking at, people. This is what the people who, I'm not going to talk about the goddamn charlatan, the Masonic dirty church cabal that hijacked that uprising back in 1775. But I will talk about the men who went out there and bled the ground dry. I mean, bled the ground bloody to get those goddamn rights. Do you think that maybe why they fought? Because the King of England thought he could do the same goddamn thing? And he was doing the same goddamn thing. He'd set up admiralty courts. And if he wanted something of yours, he just went in and frickin' took it. You had no right. And we're right back there today, according to Mr. Sessions here. He should be hung. Proper accusation put forth for the fourth article for him as an individual, and thinking that he can use an apparatus that cannot exist under color of law to take people's property away from him. The bastard should be marching up those 13 steps as I'm speaking to you. In July, as Sessions strengthened DOJ's controversial civil asset forfeiture, which allows law enforcement to seize. Now, we just talked about seize. You cannot have your shit seized without due process of the law. And I mean, that's just to hold it. And they sure as hell can't keep it without a goddamn trial. And they can't even put you in a trial because they're the government. This isn't another, only one that can seize or take your goddamn property would be an American national through the procedures outlined in the Bill of Rights. And it would be for a redress of a grievance. You would have had to damage their property or damage them in some way. There's requires no individual. We're just taking it arbitrarily because there's drug thing is why. Okay. This is spitting on your Bill of Rights, people. This is spitting right in your face. This is the tyrannical occupation telling you you have no goddamn rights. And that little weasel face son of a bitch Sessions is, that man should be hung. He should be hung for what he's doing, because I guarantee you that little bastard knows better. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows he is violating the Bill of Rights, and he doesn't give a goddamn because he's there as a goddamn thief. They're in here. They're pouring in here. I heard Trump bragging the other day about how the roads are going to get better and everything. Yeah, and they're going to belong to the Chinese. And the rest of your shit, right down to the stuff in your house, they're just going to come and goddamn take it. Because at some point in the ballgame, they talk about in here, they're not even talking about drug crime. They're just talking about crime. and they're going to say your crime is being a terrorist because you're anti-government. You're anti-us stealing your shit. So that's our excuse for stealing your shit now. And we can just do it because, you know what, we're pointing guns and we'll shoot. And you cowards won't. So you'll just get your shit taken, won't you? Which allows law enforcement, which allows, I mean, it cannot. You cannot, the ninth article says no, that cannot, that power cannot be created. If it is created, it's usurpation. It's overthrow of the people. Enforcement to seize assets subjected to be connected with criminal activity now. It's not even, what started out as all that drug, now it's criminal activity, people. And when being a patriot comes down to being criminal activity, I guess we've got the whole ball of wax in one form coming straight at us, huh? Even if there is no charge, what did I just read you? Does that jive with the Bill of Rights? Does that jive with the people, self-governing people who are free and sovereign? Or is this a bunch of goddamn thugs coming in to take everything we got? By resisting, or you know what, when they go and they finally sit down and they write it down on a piece of paper, they just sit down and get a piece of paper and say, well, we decided that we're removing the second article and all guns must be turned in. Anybody who doesn't turn their guns in by Friday is going to be considered to be perpetrating criminal activity. So here they come. Man, I'll tell you what a cowardly-ass country I live in, man. I am so sick of thinking about it, even. That a cowardly-ass country of armed people that a son of a bitch and little weasel like this would dare even come up and say it, even think it. But coming up just saying, yes, we are. We're taking your shit. We're going to call your life criminal activity, and we're going to take your shit. We have zero authority over you under your Bill of Rights, but guess what? It's been removed. And by God, if this doesn't tell you that that Bill of Rights is non-existent, that you're right back to where the people were in 1775, you're a goddamn fool and you're a retard. And anybody going along with this shit is a goddamn traitor. Anybody that's acquiescing to this goddamn occupation to any small degree is a goddamn traitor. And anybody who tolerates these son of a bitches out, if you're out in the streets, out in public, and these bastards start talking about this being okay, and you tolerate it, you're a goddamn traitor. At this point in the ballgame, the people should be literally up in arms, and it should be, these little son of a bitches should be hiding behind a wall of jackbooted thugs because they're afraid to walk the streets because the people should be after them. But man, we've been kowtowed and pussified. Even if there's no charge, by reinstating a program, former Attorney General Eric Holder, who was, I mean, the drug kingpin, my God, people, had all but eliminated. Sessions brought back the use of adoptive forfeiture. Where does that jive in our Bill of Rights, people? Adoptive forfeiture. Boy, sounds like some kind of theft term to me. Sounds like some sleazy thief trying to tell you how he's stealing from you. Allowing police to seize assets, even in states with laws restricting the practice, of tyranny, violation, open infringement. If they share some of those proceeds with the federal government, we will cut it up with you. Let's go steal from the people. We'll cut it up with you. They've supplied us with the guns and the goddamn military uniforms. Let's go attack their houses and take their shit. For years, DOJ bureaucrats have used civil forfeiture to take property from innocent Americans. And? Well, we're just dumbass American cowardly sons of bitches. Just go ahead. And why shouldn't they fleece the sheep when the sheep seem to enjoy the fleecing, seem to want to participate in it? I mean, look at what I just read you. I'm God Almighty. For years, DOJ bureaucrats have used civil forfeiture to take property from innocent Americans. And they're going to ramp it up now because you let it happen, people. Johnson said in a statement, widespread and well-documented abuse has led to bipartisan calls for reform. Let's reform the infringement, shall we, instead of hang the sons of bitch and traitors who are doing it, breaking the law. And now the Attorney General's answer is to put more bureaucrats in the room. But no amount of government bureaucracy can ever substitute for basic respect for Americans' constitutional. Oh, they just don't respect our rights, so I guess our shit's out the door. Nothing we can do about it. They're just not respecting our rights. Oh, they're hauling my stuff away. They're not respecting my rights. Damn it! I guess I'm just out. Because I'm too goddamn cowardly to stand and hold my own ground. This is disgusting beyond disgusting. It makes me just, oh man. I'm ashamed to be an American. How about that? I'm ashamed of what has become of this once great country. I'm ashamed of what once became of a people that had balls. Men who had balls. You don't have no more balls. You've been neutered. Widespread documented abuse has led to bipartisan calls for reform. And now the Attorney General's answer is to put more bureaucrats in the room. Of course it is. As our law enforcement partners will tell you, and as President Trump knows well, asset forfeiture is a key tool that helps law enforcement defund organized crime. No, it funds organized crime. They are the organized criminals. Listen to what the bullshit they're trying to sell you. You, Sessions, are a kingpin in organized crime, you son of a bitch. I see you for exactly what you are. And you know what? I think the rest of the country does too, but they're too goddamn cowardly to do anything about it. I'm just sitting here. What the hell am I going to do? One man fight it all? Because the rest of you are yella? You disgust me. And I'll tell you what, your grandchildren will stand and piss on your cowardly graves and curse you for the coward you are. For letting it happen. Like I curse my forefathers. I curse them for being cowardly. Back when they took the gold, my grandfathers and them should have fought. They had to know that that was the end of an American having the right to own property. It became a privilege to have a titled interest in everything that belongs to the state, you communist pricks. You think we can't see this? Cowards, man. Home of the coward. And that national anthem, man, I'll piss on that flag. And I'll stand on my goddamn head during that anthem because it don't mean nothing. It means this. This is what you're pushing with that national anthem where you put your hand over your heart. For years, bureaucrats have used civil forfeiture to take property from innocent Americans. Oh, Zay, can you see? Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting. Law for tools to help enforcement defund organized. You are the organized criminals, and it's blatant. It's just the cowardly people that allow you to do this shit. Take back ill-gotten gains and prevent new crimes from being committed. Shit, you commit a new crime every time you violate that Bill of Rights, you son of a bitch. And I don't care if you somebody's accused of a crime or not. You cannot take their shit. This shit could never be written. You never had the authority to write it, just like you never had the authority to write that 14th Amendment. And you know it. And this is going to come to a goddamn shooting match. There is no other way out of this, people. You have too many cowards amongst you. It's going to take a handful of brave people with a little bit of balls and a spine running up their back to step up and take care of this shit. And a lot of us will get killed. And I tell you what, everybody who doesn't help, everybody who is participating in this, their ass is going to be out of here. How could you want them here? It's like wanting a dog that shits on the floor to be kept in your house. They are beyond contempt. Even more importantly, it helps return property to victims of crime. I ain't seen it. For this to be effective, however, we must start with strong leadership at the top of the cabal, the criminal cabal, in conjunction with close coordination of forfeiture activities at all levels of the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice is out taking, seizing people's property. Land of the free, home of the brave, horse shit. Land of the slave, land of the coward. They let this shit go on. They write it up and put it in front of your goddamn face. Now, they used to hide. You know, they've been doing this shit forever. But they used to hide. They didn't want to get caught doing it. Because they were scared. I don't know what the hell they were scared of. Bunch of pussy-ass Americans ain't going to do shit about nothing. Just let it. Just let them just run all right over you. I mean, I'll tell you what, it ain't going to stop there. They'll rape your goddamn wife right in front of you. They'll rape your daughter right in front of you. You'll stand there and take it because you have no balls. period. At least I will die well. Alone. Cowards. The new director will immediately begin to update the program's policy guidance and find ways to improve controls of program funding. I mean, this whole thing you're talking about, this is goddamn treason at the highest goddamn level. And they're just idly talking about it. Attorney Robert Everett Johnson, a critic of the program who worked... somebody's criticizing this? Really? How could they? A critic of the program who works for the Institute for Justice, a nonprofit legal group that researches and defends civil liberty cases. This ain't about civil liberties. This ain't about government grant of goddamn privilege. This is about absolute right. One at the barrel of a gun that's now gone. We're going to have to get it back at the barrel of a gun because they're, I mean, right here, this tells you F your Bill of Rights, people. We're come take what we want when we want, and you stay out of the way, we'll kill you. We'll kill your ass, or we'll jail your ass. We'll make it up. We don't need no stinking badges. As ABC News has reported, some lawmakers are looking for ways to curb curb infringement, to curb outrage, to curb tyranny. Despite Sessions' passion for the tyranny, for the infringement. See, this is why your common law courts, they had to be gone before they started this, before they plugged this program in. It'd be real simple. I guarantee you, I could prosecute, if the common law courts were in place right now, I could prosecute Sessions for treason, and I guarantee goddamn to you, he would walk up them 13 steps, he would get his eyelids stapled to his frickin' treasonous forehead, and he would fall through there and watch yourself do the shit dance on a big old mirror. Easy. I mean, not even trying. It would be a slam dunk. Prima facie guilt. Guilt in his own handwriting. Signed by him. And by the rest of the traitors, including that treasonous piece of shit, Trump. There's going to be the Constitution, people. That was another one of his lies he spewed at you. We're going to obey the Constitution, people. I got something to tell you there, Trumpy. The 4th and 5th article are a part of that goddamn Constitution, you lying prick. You treasonous piece of trash. Passion for the program. In September, the House passed several amendments from Republicans and Democrats restricting funding for asset forfeiture. And a handful, they were trying to stop the funding of criminal activity, of infringement, of treason. They were well, that was what they were going to do with Obamacare, too, wasn't it? I'm not Obamacare, but the amnesty, remember? I can't sign on to this. This is breaking the law. But you did, didn't you? You charlatan son of a bitch. You treasonous piece of trash. Restricting funding for asset forfeiture, and a handful of members say they aren't done fighting for reform. Reform the treason. And let the traitors walk. And let the traitors prosper. Judge orders a Trump administration to turn over DACA emails. Now, here's some American. I mean, no, they're not Americans. I mean, here's the invaders. Here's your new occupation force. Here's your new recolonization. And you're going to see some people who got some power behind them in this government that belongs to them and not to you. This is from Huffington Post. The Trump administration must turn over all emails and memos used to make it its decision to phase out deferred action for childhood arrivals declared goddamn unconstitutional. I mean, just, yeah, it is, but you ain't going to do nothing, boy. You see these new, just like the, I get a feel for the Indians and when, this shit was going down with them. Sitting there and just, pissing down their back and telling them it's raining. Just the most outrageous frickin' lie that is a lie, and you stand there telling it my face and telling me not to resist. At least the Indians had some balls. At least they put some of their oppressors, some of their conquerors in the goddamn ground. I ain't never seen nothing like this mirage of people that claiming to be patriots. Well, they got guns. They just afraid to shoot them. You're scared. You're cowards, man. That's all that can be said. You don't need, what justification do you need to stand up? What would it take? What's holding you back, I guess, is my question. Is it you can't find the justification to pull that trigger? I'll tell you what, the people who won this country, they pulled that trigger over a hell of a lot less than this. any rate, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with Spike Timmons coming up right behind us. And that is The Word from the Trenches.